Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara on Amud Aleph brings down the din that Kora Al Peh Lo Yotza, that if a person learns the Megillah by heart, not from a sefer, not from a Megillah, he's not Yotze. And the Gemara says that this din is learned out of Gzeirah Shava, Zechira Zechira. It says about the Megillah's Esther, V'hayomim Ha'elin Nizkorim V'naasim, Nizkorim, it says about the Megillah's Esther. And at the end of Parshas Peshalach, it says in the Chumash, K'soiv Zois Zikoroin Basefer. That's when Amalek attacked, and the Ebrister said, K'soiv Zois Zikora in Basefa, which, as we'll see in a moment, the Poskim understand that Pasik to be a reference to the din of Mitzvah Parsha Zocher, that has to be learned in Toich HaSefer, and the Gemara is learning out from the din of Zocher, which has to be Toich HaSefer, Schiris Mechias Ambolik, from there to Megillas Esther, that also has to be Mitoich HaSefer. The Magen Avraham in Erechaim Tofresh Pehei learns a couple of Nekudos from this Gemara. First of all, he says, and in this Gemara, Megillah Hadaf Yud Ches, it's Mashma Pasha the Talmudah, the simple reading of the Gemara. Is mashma that parshas zocher do eraisa. Of course, it's a din in the Rishonim. The Rosh says in the seventh parak of Brachas and others that the din of the parsha zocher is a din de eraisa. And the Magen Avraham says it's mashma in the Gemara this way because the Gemara learns that from Gzeira Shava, from Ksoiv Zoisi Koran Basef, which apparently tells us that the mitzvah of zocher, to be zoicha, to remember the Maisa Amolek, that's a din de eraisa. And from there we're learning to Megillah says. So that's the first Nekuda that the Magen Avraham says. It's mashma in the Gemara here that parshas zocher is de eraisa. Secondly, says the Gemara, it's a Magen Avraham, Umash Mashom, another Mashmois, that you are Yotze, this din of Parshas Zocher de Eraisa, the Parshas Vayovoy Amolek Yotze. The Mashman, the Gemara, that it can be Yotze, the mitzvah of Parshas Zocher de Eraisa, by laning Vayovoy Amolek at the end of Bshalach. What's the Mashmois from this Gemara that it can be Yotze with Vayovoy Amolek, which is a Maisa, Chiddish, the Parshas Zocher is at the end of Kisei, say. So, where do you see in this Gemara Yotze with Vayovoy Amolek? So, Masa Shekel, the Perish, and the Baba, the page says that Vibalt, that the Gemara is learning out the din of Megillus Esther mitoich haSefer from Parshas Zocher mitoich haSefer, and the Gemara is learning out of a pasuk in the end of Bishalah from Ksoiv Zoisi Koran baSefer, and if Mashma says the Machzah Shekel, the Magen Avraham took out that Mashma that the mitzvah Parshas Zocher could be fulfilled from Eskayim at the Deraisa level by reading this Parsha Gufa at the end of Bishalah, the Parsha where it says Ksoiv Zoisi Koran baSefer. Over there, if a state zecher does mention the Ikam Maisa, the Vayovi Amolik, the Mog came and attacked, and they were told Moishik Ksoiv Zoisi Koran baSefer, etc. And the Meila. We could, Magen Avraham says, it's mashma the Gemara here, you can be yotzei zocher de eraisa by laning the parsha of Vayovei Amolek. This nekuda that you can be yotzei zocher de eraisa with Vayovei Amolek, the Mishnah Berurah dings on this thing in Tofresh Pehei right there in Sifkot and Tezayin, and Mishnah Berurah strongly questions it. Mishnah Berurah first brings down the nafkamin al halacha that emerges from this Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham, there's the case of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Magen Avraham is going on. Trumas Hadeshen was asked a shaila benegir to someone who lives in a derfel, a little village, they don't have a minion, and he can only come in either for Parshas Zocher and hear that with the minion in the shul, or he could come into the city for Megillas Esther on Purim, but he can't come for both. So which is Odif? And the Trumas Hadeshen comes out that the din of Parshas Zocher is Odif for the minion, and you're laying the Megillas Esther at home without a minion. Could he be Yitzhamaker then without a minion? Bismanoi Mashain King Parshas Zocher, the Trumas Hadeshen says, which is Deraisa, and he assumes Deraisa Basora with a minion and a Meila, that's the Iker, and you come in for the Parshas Zocher on Shabbos, and not for the Megillah Sester. Magen Avraham says on that, that Parshas Zocher is a container, that no, that you come in for Purim, because Vibalt, that according to Magen Avraham's understanding, can be yoyed to the Parshas Zocher, the Raisa with Vayov and Moloch, which is laying on Purim morning. So therefore, you can get in both. You come in Purim morning, and you hear the Zocher, the Raisa with Vayov and Moloch, and also Megillah Sester. So Magen Avraham wants to tie that perhaps it's better to come in for Purim. But the Berurah says on that, that the whole Magen Avraham is Tzorachian. Iker Dinoi Shal HaMagen Avraham Tzorachian. Why is it Tzorachian? Because the Mishnah Berurah says that he feels that the Iker Oftoi, the Parshas Zocher, as opposed to Tuoif, is not fulfilled altogether with what it says in the Parsha of Vayovei Amolek at the end of Bishalach. Although the basic Maisa is mentioned, Amolek attacked, but the Mishnah Berurah says, and he brings in the Ramban and Chumash, that the Ramban and Chumash says in Kiseid, say that it's not just enough to speak of the Maisa, but you have to speak of the fact that this is something which we tell our children, and we go down to the Doiros, we tell over the story, and we remind ourselves that the Brutli de Maisa, that we have to remember the sinner that we have for Amolek, And that's why at the end of Kisei, it says, and it should lead to in order that the Ramban says a chumash to remind itself of the enmity and of the terrible, terrible ma'isa, the thing that Amalek Harosha did, and that it should lead to a mechiyah. And those Yisoidos are only mentioned in chumash at the end of Kisei, say, not a Mishalach, says the Mishabru, and therefore it's Sorachim, what the Mangravan says, that you could fulfill the Zohar Da'iraisa with the Pasha of Vayovi Amalek. So the Mishabru Dingzach, and that which the Mangravan takes out of our sugya, that you could fulfill Zohar Da'iraisa with the Pasha of Vayovi Amalek, the ma'isa of the Mishabru is maskim that it does say in our Gemara that there is a mocker in the sugya here, that the Din Pasha Zohar Da'iraisa is Dafke Mitoch HaSefer, and that the Mishabru himself said a little earlier there in Sifkot Yudalid, a couple of Sifkotans before, he says in Pasha Zohar that Gamina B'Gemara, that's our Gemara, Lenai the Gemara, the High Zohar Haina Ba'amira Mitoch HaSefer Dafke. That's the Mishabru says Dafke by reading out of a Sefer. That's our Gemara. So even though it's the Koran Ba'Sefer, that Zohar is Dafke Mitoch HaSefer, and the Mishabru is maskim that it does say in this Gemara that the Pasha Zohar Da'iraisa is only Miskayim Mitoch HaSefer. So if you think about it, the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Mishabru and the Bogan Avram is not in the basic fact that it does say in this Gemara that Pasha Zohar Da'iraisa is Mitoch HaSefer. That they agree on. It's in the extra Nekuda that the Bogan Avram learns out of our Gemara that this Parsha at the end of Bishalach where it says Ksoiv Zoyis Zikoran B'Sefer, that that Parsha itself could be the fulfillment of Parsha Zohar. The Bogan Avram understands that this says Ksoiv Zoyis Zikoran B'Sefer right there in the end of Bishalach, so you read the end of Bishalach and you yoitza. That's Bechlan at Mochach, and the Mishabru understands it's not Mochach. Really, you could tie that the Ebesha tells Moshe Ksoiv Zoyis Zikoran B'Sefer, but which Sefer? Who says that the Sefer of the Parsha at the end of Bishalach is the fulfillment of it? He told Moshe to write in a Sefer. So maybe you need to have a Sefer that contains what it says in the end of Kiseitse, which speaks about the whole Mu'urah and the terrible rishas that Amalek did, and the fact that we give it over and we tell it over, remind of itself, and leads to a Mechiyas Amalek. Those ideas which are at the end of Kiseitse, maybe that's what it has to say in the Sefer, that Tesher Ebesh there is Mitzaveh at the end of Parashat B'Shalach. And the Meila, the Mishabru is clearly arguing on the extra Nekudu, which is really not Muchach, and among them understand that you could fulfill the Zohar Da'iraisa with the Parashat at the end of B'Shalach where it contains those words of the Korba Sefer, because their Nekudu you really could say is not like that, and perhaps the Ksoyes of the Korba Sefer is speaking of another Sefer, maybe which contains what says the extra add-ons that says at the end of Kiseitse. Moreover, we find an interesting thing in the Sefer Amud Oyer, in the Simen Kuf Chav Beis, or Chav Zayin, he says an interesting thing that he's Mechadish. The Amud Oyer time is like this. He understands that what it says over here, on the spot, right after the Maisa of Vayovi Amolek and Yeshua beat them back, and it says that Hashem tells Moshe right away, Ksoyes Zoyes Zikorim B'Sefer. So he tines the Amud Oyer as follows. He says that you don't have a Sefer Torah Sholem until the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. That's the Parshas Vayelech, Netzov Vayelech, and Vayelech Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, that's the whole Sefer, and now you have a Sefer Torah. The 40 years in the Midbar, you didn't have any Sefer Torah. So we say he tines that the mitzvah of the Zohar, of the Chiras Maisa Amolik, was be'etzem applicable right away on the spot from the beginning of the 40 years. The Ebershah is mitzvah right away from when Amolik comes and attacks, and from the beginning of the 40 years is already at Sivoy to have the Zechiras Maisa Amolik. But Zokht Amud Yoyer, but you're not going to be able to learn it mitoch a Sefer Torah because there was no Sefer Torah at that time for the whole 40 years till the end of the Memshana in the Midbar. So how did they learn it mitoch a Sefer? The din of Zechiras Maisa Amolik is mitoch a Sefer, Zokht. Like the poets can say, you have to learn mitoch a Sefer. So how did they have a Sefer for the 40 years? There was no Sefer Torah. So that's why the Ebershah speaks out to Moshe, Beferish at Sivoy, which means to write a special scroll, a special Sefer, a Bazunder, a special Sefer that had the Maisa Amolik with the Protim on it. And that was the Sefer with which they fulfilled the mitzvah of Zohar during the Memshon of Bamidbar. When there wasn't yet a Sefer Torah, but there was a Bazunder thing, a special mitzvah, to have that special Sefer that had at the Maisa Amolik, and they would lay in it for 40 years in the Midbar, mitoich, that Sefer. That's what Amud Yoyer explains, what the Ebershah specially spoke this thing out in Parshat B'Shalach, Ksoiv Zizikorim B'Sefer. Afterwards, after the 40 years, you already have a Sefer Torah, but for those 40 years, you had to have a special Sefer that had on it the Maisa Amolek, which they used to fulfill Pasha Zohar out of that. In other words, that would be similar, for example, to there's a Sefer, or you write the Maisa of the whole Parsha Soita, that the Gemara says in the Masechta Soita. They used to write the Parsha Soita and read it, and then they would erase it into the Maim. There was a special din to write that Parsha, those Sukkim, and that was the Megillah of the Sefer, of the Soita. Similarly, you have the Parsha Yos that are in the Mezuzah, and the Parsha that are in the Tefillin. Those are Parsha that happened to be in the Chumash, but there was a special din, a special cloth that has those, and that's a din special sefer for the tefillin, for the sefer for the mezuzah, Pasha Saita. And likewise, the Memshon of the Midbar, they didn't have a din, says the Amud Yoyer, to write a sefer with the Maisa Molik and to lane to read a mitoch a sefer. That was the din. That's what comes out of the Mudigar. So he grabbed it, is clearly understanding. Not like the Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram saying that the Ksavis of Gramba Sefer is fulfilled with the parish at the end of B'Shalach itself. There's no reason to say that at all according to Mudigar. What the Ibish is telling Moshe is not about the parish of B'Shalach. What he's telling Moshe is to write a special scroll, a special Sefer that has the Maisa Molik. Today, we're going to fulfill it with the parish and the Sefer Torah at the end of Kisese. But according to the Mudigar, the din of Parsha Zohar is really fulfilled with that Sefer. The MS Yafdin is Boiner. I just want to mention, the Mudigar doesn't explain something. You really have to know, according to him, could you fulfill the Parsha Zohar Deraisa today without a Sefer Torah? Could you write also on a cloth today? You write a special Parsha Zohar on a cloth, just that Parsha, similar to Tefillin and Mezuzah or something, and you'll lay it out of there. Would you fulfill the Zohar Deraisa? Yizichu wouldn't fulfill the Zohar Derabonah, because Parsha Zohar Derabonah has a Tzura of an Aliyah. It has to have Brochois and a Koire and a Oila. And so the Tzura of Aliyah you're not going to get. Aliyah has to be Dafka Mezuzah Sefer Torah. But the Zohar Deraisa maybe could fulfill, according to the Mudigar, even Heint. He doesn't explain at all. He doesn't speak at Bechlau that once the Sefer Torah was given, the mitzvah changed over all of a sudden. And there's no reason to assume that according to the Mudigar. He is understanding that the Zohar Deraisa is fulfilled with a special Bazundar Sefer. And this is the Shita of the Mudigar, which, as he could see, in other words, excited as the Karim Sefer doesn't necessarily altogether have to go back on the parish of B'Shalach. It's an independent thing, which, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is going to have to contain much more than what it has in B'Shalach. It'll have to contain not just the basic story, but the issue that he did a rishus and to Mo'er within us that we should hold on to the sinner. A little further, the Gemara brings down the din that Korah Targum Lo Yotza. If you lay in the Megillah in a foreign language, unless you're a lawyer, it's like it says, if you lay in the Megillah in a foreign language, then you're not Yotza. The Gemara asks the Kasha, what kind of case is that? If we're talking that it's Megillah is written in Hebrew, the Ksiva Mikra, and then you can lay in the foreign language, that's Hainu Alpeh. That's identical to Kari Alpeh, Zok the Gemara. That's not a special Chiddush of Targum. It's written in Hebrew, you lay it in some other language, Greek, whatever, so then you're not going to fulfill the din of Mitaych HaKsav altogether. So it must be Leitzmicha the Ksiva Targum the Korla Targum. And the Megillah itself is written in the foreign language, and you read in the foreign language, it doesn't have the problem of Alpeh, but there is a different problem that you're laying a Targum in the foreign language, and that's why that you're not Yoytze. And this is a stira that the Ran asks. This Ran is a tshuva in the Ran, a tshuva from the Ran that's printed in the Tshuva's Rivosh. I mean, Shin Tzadik, we'll talk about it a little later, the Shakavataya that the Ran had with the Rivosh. The Ran in the tshuva over there asks a stira. He says over here it's Mavur in the Gemara that if you lay in a foreign language from a Hebrew cloth that's written in Lashon HaKodesh, it comes out that that's called Mamish Melpeh. It's called that you're not even Mitoich HaKsav. But he says that the Yerushalmi over here, the Yerushalmi of Anord, it seems to say otherwise. The Yerushalmi seems to indicate that that's not a problem. That if you had lain it from a Lashon HaKodesh cloth and you translate it into foreign language as you lain, that's called Mitoich HaKsav. You got the Inyan out of the Ksav, you got the idea out of the Ksav, and you're translating it as you go. It does not have the problem, it seems, from the Yerushalmi that should be called Balpe. And the Yerushalmi over here discusses that Shmuel said, but with regard to a lawyer, a foreigner who needs to be yotz in a foreign language, and Shmuel said, so that I have a Megillah written kilchos, so that says Ashuris in Lashon HaKodesh, ha-lawyeis yotzei bo. That's what the Yerushalmi says, that somebody who's a lawyer can be yotz, a foreigner could be yotz, which means, in other words, says the Yerushalmi, says the Ran, that it means that you're translating the Megillah as you go, and apparently Shmuel held that you could be yotzei, the lawyeis could be yotzei with that. So the Ran explains that the Yerushalmi held, it doesn't make any sense, it's not Balpeh, I mean, how you learn Mitech HaKsav? Yerushalmi understood Mitech HaKsav in a broader way than the Bavli, Zok. The Pashtus is Mashma, to Machloikas Yerushalmi and Bavli. According to the Bavli, you have to literally be reading the words themselves out of the cloth, in other words, it's called Balpeh. So the Bavli, therefore, must have held, that's why it held in the Bavli, that it has to be the same language, is that what you're reading? Mashen King, the Yerushalmi understood, that as long as I'm getting the Inyan out of the Ksav, reading the Inyan and getting it out of the Ksav, even if I'm translating it as I go, that's called Mitech HaKsav. I'm getting the Inyan out of the Ksav and translating from my reading directly, thus haste, that's also sufficient to be called Mitech HaKsav according to the Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi, that's not a problem of a pen, therefore a lawyer is according to Shmuel and the Yerushalmi to be able to be yotze with that, it's not called Alpeh. Pashto Zokter, the Bavli is going to argue on that. However, the Ran says that he came up with a chap, that it may be a way to work it out that it's not a Machloikas Bavli Yerushalmi, even though it certainly looks like it is. And the Ran suggests a very interesting suggestion. The Ran, he says like this, that if you go through the Hemshech HaSugya a little bit later in the Gemara, It seems that the Gemara comes out that this Mishnah is going like a Shem Gamliel, and you only can be Yotze with Yevonis. That's the Gemara says in the next sugya, that the only Yotze with Yevonis, no other language. So Zokter Ran, he says a remarkable idea. The Ran says like this: if I hold that you can be Yotze B'chol Loshen, a lawyer can be Yotze B'chol Loshen, which he suggested how the Yerushalmi was going. So if I hold it with Yotze in any language, then it suffices that I got the general idea, the concept, out of the Ksav. The idea wasn't written in Hebrew, and I'm reading it Balpe in some other language, in English, whatever it is. But I'll upon him, the fact that I'm getting the Indian out of the Ksav, that suffices to be called that I'm reading it from the Ksav. I'm getting the idea, the concept, even I translate it as I go. That's if you hold that it suffices to get the concept because you hold that it can be read in any language at all. Masha Ein came to Bavli. That's going, that it has to be read Dafka in Yevonis because it goes like Shem Gam Liel. So Zok there, then it wouldn't be sufficient to read the concept out of the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh and translate it into Greek because you have to find the idea of the Greek in the Megillah itself. It's one thing if it doesn't make it, there's no kpeda whatsoever. Which language I'm going to read it into, which language I'm going to be koire in, could be American or French or whatever it is, Spanish. It doesn't make a difference what it is. So then it suffices. If there's no kpeda on the language, then it suffices in getting the inyan, just the general idea out of the ksav, which I'm getting. The ksav is written in Hebrew, but I can get the idea out of it by reading the words. I get the concepts and I translate as I go. But if I hold it as the dafka be yevonis, then the yevonis has to lig in the ksav itself. There has to be some idea that the ksav is articulating yevonis. Because I'm giving over the language, where do you see vulik the yevonis in the ksav? Where do you see this Greek in the ksav itself? That's why the Bavli held that it's called mitoich bal peh if you're going to read and translate it as you go, because there's no concept of getting the Greek itself specifically out of the ksav. The Yerushalmi that's going to do it any language, so Mele the Yerushalmi therefore understood that it's enough to get any concept out of the ksav. A very remarkable suggestion of the Ram. The Maisi comes out that since the Rambam paskins befeirish that there's no way, the Rambam says even if you're a lawyer and you only understand foreign language, you can't get it out of a ksav at all. It can't be read out of Lashon HaKodesh. You can't get it by translating Lashon HaKodesh. So Mele, you see from the Rambam that he understands that it's absolutely Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi and don't pass Yerushalmi at all, and there's no way at all that it should call me Teich HaKsav if you're reading from a Lashon HaKodesh Ksav and translating into any foreign language. Now, this whole correspondence there in the Ran's tshuva that he had with the Rivosh, back and forth in the tshuva to Rivosh, came about because of a mice that's brought down that the Rivosh brings down there in the tshuva that he writes to the Ran. He wrote to the Ran in the tshuva to Rivosh in Simen Shin Pei Ches. He wrote by Richos to the Ran that he came to be a Rav in a new town, a new city, and he discovered certain practices that they were doing which he felt were wrong, and he spoke to them, and he's consulting with the Ran. So he writes that when it came Purim time, he discovered that there was a standing practice in the Shtot, in the city where he became the Rav for 30 years already, that every Purim, they would have a second Kriya for women, and the women, because all the women at that time did not understand Hebrew at all, they would have, the second Kriya would be Balaz. It would be in the foreign language, in the vernacular, and they would have a man laying to the women from out of a foreign language, or Spanish, or whatever it is, a Spanish Megillah, he reads them in Spanish, and the women were loyal, so they didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore the women are being Yotzei with this foreign language reading, with this Laz reading. And that was the minig for already 30 years in the town. The Ran showed, the Rivosh showed up and he became the Rav in the town, and the Rivosh was Moicha. He told them that you can't be Yotze that way. Why? Because he Tain is like this, that he brings, the Rivosh brings a Shail in the Rishonim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Koyrin Oysa the Loya Zois Balaz. That if you have Loya Zois, foreigners, you're allowed to lay in the Megillah to them Balaz. The Ramban over there in the Chedushim and the Fiyad Zayin, at the beginning of the Perek, the Ramban over there writes that he holds that you could only call someone a lawyers if he has no understanding of Lashon HaKodesh. If he has an understanding of Lashon HaKodesh, so then that person cannot be Yotze with the foreign language, even if he also knows the foreign language. He's bilingual. The only way that he could be Yotze with the foreign language is only Dafke Zok de Ramban if you have no knowledge of Lashon HaKodesh, and that, Pederech Onus, that was not Chayach any other way, or Akoponim, it's something which is difficult any other way, so therefore Chazal HaMasakein, for someone who Mamish doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh, he could be Yotze with the Laz. But somebody who knows both, Lashon HaKodesh and Laz, the Ramban says you cannot be Yotze with Laz, and he quotes B'Shem Rashi that he had, that Rashi said that any time a person knows Laz, he's called a lawyer and can be Yotze with Laz, even if he also knows Lashon HaKodesh, and the Ramban says that's nicht richtig, not correct, Zokter. The only time he can be Yotze with Laz is if you only know Laz and nothing else. So Ramban over there writes that there's a riot to this from Yerushalmi, and the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi immediately after the Yerushalmi, what we were just saying over. The Ramban says like this. The Yerushalmi raises the following question. There's a question in the Sugya of Yerushalmi and Megillah Yud Ches. the following shaila. The Yerushalmi says like this: Yedea Ashuris, the Yedea Laz. Let's say I have somebody who is bilingual. He knows Ashuris, he knows Lashon HaKodesh, and he also knows Laz. He knows both. So Yerushalmi declares that could it be right to other people in Laz? That's the Yerushalmi shayla. Now, stop for a second. The Ramban says that right off the bat, you could see that this Yerushalmi is going, that it's impossible for the guy himself, for the Koyri himself, to be right with this Laz. And the only shayla the Yerushalmi had, whether he can be right to somebody else who's taka foreigner and only knows Laz. That's why the Yerushalmi sets up the question that since I'm bilingual, I know Ashuris and Laz, could I be right to somebody else? I exactly can't be right to myself, because I know Lashon HaKodesh as well. Maybe I could be moiti the other guy. I'm saying it in Laz, and he only knows Laz. Maybe I can moiti him. What's the maskona, say Yerushalmi, says the Ramban. The Yerushalmi responds, Yevo kahador, that we could quote with the klal, that kol she'eina v'chuyav b'donvar, eina moiti yas rabim yedei chavosan. Which, what does that mean in this context? What this context means is, if it's not a maisa mitzvah for me, I can't be moiti you. And V'balt says, that the Ramban explains to Yerushalmi, that the Rishonim explain, that V'balt, that this kriya is not a kriya for the Yedea Ashuris, because he's bilingual and knows Ashuris, and he can't be yaitza with the last kriya. So it's not a maisa mitzvah for him, and therefore it can't be a maisa mitzvah for the Shemaya, to yaitza the Shemaya, even though the Shemaya only knows Laz and doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. So you see clearly, the Ramban says, from this Yerushalmi, he's poishit this for his understanding, his shita in this Chakira, that the only time a lawyer can be yaitza is if he only knows Laz and doesn't know any foreign language at all. And not like the Ramban quotes B'Shem Rashi. Not just that, the Ramban also is explaining with Moisef for the Maskonas of Yerushalmi that if you know both languages, you can't even Moisef somebody else who only knows Laz. Because since for you it's not a mitzvah, so it's not Shaykh to a mitzvah for you, so Meili can't even Moisef somebody else either. So the Rivash quoted all this, and he says that's why he told the townspeople that it's not Shaykh B'Shemoifin to fulfill this minig that they're doing is wrong. They have to be Choshe for the Ramban, and the Ramban brought it right from Yerushalmi. And according to that, it's not possible for a man who knows both Lashon HaKodesh and Laz to be carried in Laz to emoti the women, even if the women only know Laz, and a mela for them would be acceptable to be yaitz with the foreign language. But V'balt, they're hearing it from a man who knows Lashon HaKodesh as well, he's bilingual, so therefore it's not a maisa kriya for him, and once it's not a maisa kriya for him, he can't be moti the women either. And the Rivash said that that's mamash the tzushel to the Yerushalmi, that's the case of the Yerushalmi. He was moiche from the people in town, that he told them that you can't do this. The people in town were not happy, and they told him this is a meaningful long time. And so he wrote, this is one of the questions that he wrote to the Ran, if the Ran has any way to defend the existing practice, or the Ran is masking that this is a meaning that should become bottom. The Ran writes back in his response over there, which is printed in a tshuva from the Ran in the Tshuva's Rivosh and Tzun Tzadik over there. And the Ramban writes to the Rivosh, the Ran writes to the Rivosh, Avada maskim lahalocha, you said very good, and certainly one should be choshev for the shitas haramban, that the bilingual person can't be yoitza with the Laz Kriya and can be moiti, others with the Laz Kriya either, and Avada you're right for being mvat l'minig. However, he says that he was misboining carefully into this Yerushalmi to see if the Yerushalmi could be explained according to the Mekilim. That says, according to the Yerushalmi who hold that a person is bilingual could be yoitzu with Laz. The Yerushalmi seems to say no, that the person's Yedea both, and he apparently can't be yoitzu. So the Ran says that he thought about it carefully, and he was aimed on a different mahalach than the Yerushalmi, which could work out even according to the Mekilim. So he says as follows. He would suggest a very mechudistic reading that you could go with in this Yerushalmi, which is to say that this Yerushalmi is talking about a case that the person who's Yedea both languages is reading out of a Megillah the Ksuva Ashuris and translating it as he's going into Laz. And this Yerushalmi is arguing on Shmuel that it quoted in the immediate previous line that we spoke of before. That says the Yerushalmi goes on this whole Shiloh that we discussed earlier. What about a person who's translating it as he goes from a Ashuris Ksav into a Laz? And earlier the Yerushalmi was gradually going that you could be Yoitza, because it is called Mitech Ksav. That's the Yerushalmi you said before. And this part of the Yerushalmi is now being Choyzer as follows. You could say like this. This guy, he's Yedea Ashuris, the Yedea Laz, and it could be Tzitochen Zokter, that his listeners are the same thing. He's bilingual, they're bilingual, everyone's bilingual, and we're going that a bilingual is not a problem. That's what's not a problem. You could be Yoitza with Laz, even if you're bilingual. That's fine. That's not the issue. The issue is the fact in itself that you're reading Mitech Ksav, your eyes are seeing, except that it's written in Ashuris and Lashon HaKodesh, and as you're going, you're translating it into the foreign language. And that's a problem, because that's not Komitech HaKsav. We could be going like the Bali said before that we quoted, that there was kind of a shabbat going with that as well, that if you're reading in the Hebrew and you're translating it to foreign language as you go, it's not Komitech HaKsav. Zok Duran on this, an incredible thing. He says that the Yerushalmi was clearing to say as follows. Naniach, that for the Koyre himself, it's true that that's not Komitech HaKsav, because the Koyre has to do an actual act of reading Mitoich HaKsav. You have to literally read that which is written and put it into words, articulate it into words, and it's not possible if you're reading what's in Hebrew and you're articulating it into Spanish or some other language. That's not a Kriya Mitoich HaKsav for the Koyre, and he's not Yoitze. But Zok there, for the Shoim'im, who are the listeners, who are being Yoitze with Shemea Koine, and the listeners never have a true Mitoich HaKsav anyway, because they don't have Megillas in front of them and they're listening Balpeh, so their Shmiyah is a Shmiyah Balpeh. Elamai, they're hearing it from the Koyre and they're being Yoitze with Shemea Koine. But since their Shmiyah is always Balpeh anyway, they're just hearing the Kriya Mitoich HaKsav, so therefore, Zok there, for them, I don't have the Kpeda that it should be Mamish, that which is articulating into words, that which is put into the Ksav. It's Ganog that it emerged somehow from the Ksav, because they Yoitze that the Shmiyah for them is anyhow, they don't relate to the Ksav in any direct sense. It's always the Shmiyah that's Saivi Balpeh, and because they don't have a Megillah in front of them altogether, they don't have to. And therefore, the Yerushalmi is clearing to say an amazing thing, that this exact same case, the Koyre is identical with the Shoimim, he's bilingual, they're bilingual, but for him, he's reading and translating into language as he goes, that which he's reading in Lashon HaKodesh, that's the case of the Yerushalmi, perhaps, maybe, and that was saying that maybe the Koyre is not Yoitze, because he has a din to Mitoich HaKsav Mamish, he has the Megillah in front of him, has to lay Mitoich HaKsav Mamish, the Shoimim would then have to have Mitoich HaKsav Mamish, he just has to have the Shtam from the Ksav to be Neveya from the Ksav for them, because they never are directly from the Ksav anyway, their Shmir, so therefore maybe they're Yoitze, and that Yerushalmi comes out, there's a problem. The problem is that he can't be mighty them if he himself is not a Maisa Mitzvah for him. If it's not a Maisa Mitzvah for the Koyre, it can't be Maisa Mitzvah for the Shoimim. Now that's the Ran suggests this amazing Mahaloch, and the Rivosh says back, and the next Shuvah, the Rivosh responds, he says he can't believe how somebody could suggest such a thing in the Yerushalmi. He says, how could such a thing possibly be that the exact same Kriya, the Yerushalmi was assuming in the question that it should be called Balpeh for the person who's laying it, and the same Kriya is good enough to be called Mitoich HaKsav for the Shoimim? How could anybody say such a thing? Everybody knows that Megillah has Mitoich HaKsav. The Shoimim are being Mesiachis, they're relating to a Kriya Mitoich HaKsav. They need the same Ksav as the Koyre himself. You think that their standards, their requirements are lessened than the Koyre's standards. So how he doesn't believe that such a Bahalo could possibly work, so Dr. Rivosh, to say such a thing, that the Yerushalmi was talking about a case in which Mamash, the same Kriya, he's reading and translating, and for him it's nothing, and for the Shoimim it's something, because they, Saivi, in any event, don't have to have precisely direct articulation from the Ksav. You can't accept such a thing. He said that's not Pshat of the Yerushalmi, and the real Pshat of the Yerushalmi is, like we said before, that he's different from them simply because he's bilingual. The Ksav is loud, the Ksav is Chinese, and they're reading Chinese, and he's Chinese, and they are, but he's bilingual, knows Lashon HaKodesh, and they don't, and that's why the Yerushalmi was thinking that he's not Yoitze, and perhaps they are. But as far as Mitoich HaKsav, it's exactly the same qualifications for the Koyre and for the Shemaya, and he can't believe what the Ran is suggesting, that the Yerushalmi was thinking that it could be different, and the Koyre has stricter standards, because the Shemim, anyhow, never have a direct Mitoich HaKsav. The Stipler in the Kilis Yankov in Brachas Simiyot Gimel has a bit of an arichos, and he brings down this whole machloikis between the Rivosh and the Ran. And the Stipler says an interesting thing to be mazbe this machloikis, this chilukei deis and pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Stipler brings down a well-known shaila in understanding the lumdus of Shemea Koine. The Beis Halevi is one of the people who opened this shaila, the Beis Halevi on Chumash at the end of Parashat Bereishis. At the very end of it, he has some chedushim, and he writes over there at the very end of the Beis Halevi on Bereishis that even though there's a din of Shemea Koine, and somebody who listens is Yoitza, just like he would have said it himself, that's normally the din by mitzvahs, but the Beis Halevi writes that he believes that such a thing cannot happen by Birchas Koyanim, and as I can't have all the Koyanim go up, and then one Koyan says it out loud, and they might see all the others. Yerchas Koyin is no din of Shemea Koyin, and all the Koyin have to speak up by themselves explicitly. Why is that? The Beis Halevi writes, because Vibat, that the Gemara says in Soita the Flamed Ches, for the learning from the Pasuk of Omer Lahem, Koyis of Orchis Bnei Yisrael, Omer Lahem. So Omer Lahem means Bekorom, that you have to say out loud. So in Meila, look the Beis Halevi, that when the Shoimim are being Yerit to Shemea Koyin, they don't have the concept of Korom. They're not saying it out loud, they're not articulating it to the Tzibur with a coil, and therefore, says the Beis Halevi, they're going to be Yerit to Shemea Koyin, they're not going to have the Korom, they'll be lack of the they're quiet. They're just passive. They're just listening. Mainly, it's not possible to be yoytze the berachas kainu with shemei koina because you lack in the kolon. And this the chazon ish in Erechaim in Erechaim Kama in the Simon Zion. The chazon ish has a famous stickle on shemei koina, which he dings over. He questions anyway the space of Levi. And the Nish says explicit stickle there. He writes as follows. He says you should not think that the pshat of the mitzvah shemei koina is that the shemei, the listener, is being yoytze bishmiyosa. In other words, that there's two ways to be yoytze. Yoytze by talking, and yoytze by listening. You'll be passive. He's active, and you're passive. He's talking, and you're listening. So he's yoytze, but he's talking, and you're yoytze quietly with you listening. That's not pshat of the Chazanish. Rather, the correct pshat, says the Chazanish, is that both the Shemaya and the Oina are being yoytze with the Anias Oina. They're being yoytze with the speech that the Oina is making. Except the Chiddush is that the Shemaya is relating to that speech as a listener. Since he's a listener to that speech, he's Mesiaches, he relates to it, and in Meilu, he can be yoytze with the Ania of the Oina. He's not being yoytze with his Shmia. The Shmia, the fact that he's listening, is a chatimtza. It's a means to an end. It's a means by which I could say that he's Mesiaches, that he relates to the Ania of the Oina. He's being yoytze through the Ania of the Oina. That's what Chazanish says. And the Chazanish says a couple of nafkaminis. First of all, he would question very strongly this idea, the Beis HaLevi, that Birchas Kohenim is a problem, that I'm being yoytze, I'm listening, and you're hearing the other Kohen. I'm not speaking up at a Kohram, and I'm lacking the prat of the Kohram. I have to speak it out loud. Chazanish says he would suggest that you do have the fulfillment of Kohram, because you're not being yoytze with your hearing. The hearing is a means to an end by which you're being yoytze with the dibur, the aniya of the Kohen who's doing the talking, and he's doing the talking by Kohram. So whatever qualities his speech needs to have and has, he needs to be by Kohram and it is by Kohram, that qualities are given also to Shemaya, because the Shemaya is Mesiaches, he relates to the dibur of the Oina, the speech that the Oina is making, and therefore he's yoytze with all the qualities that the Oina has. That's the Chazanish questions that which the Beis HaLevi says. And the Chazanish brings a smach, a raya, to this idea. He says as follows. So the Chazanish, we know that Mikra Megillah has to be Mitoy Chaksav. So you have the Oina, and he's one Balkoiri, he's been leaning for the whole shul, and the whole shul is being yoytze with the Shemaya Koina. So at the Tainach, the Oina, the person who's doing the leaning, he's got a Megillah in front of him, he's leaning Mitoy Chaksav. But the Shemim don't have any Megillah in front of them. How are they fulfilling Mitoy Chaksav? They don't have any Mitoy Chaksav. His Aniyo is Mitoy Chaksav, but their Shemiah is not a Shemiah that's Mitoy Chaksav. So you'll say normally, Shemiah is good just like Aniyah. Beseder, but Megillah says it's not, because they have to have Mitoy Chaksav, and the Oina has a Chaksav, and the Shemim don't. So therefore, how are they going to be Yotzer than a Mitoy Chaksav to the Chazanish? But the way I'm learning, it's very good. They're not being Yotzer with their Shemiah. They're being Yotzer by having that Yisyachsus, by having the relationship of being listeners to the Oina, and maybe they could be Yotzer with the Aniyo of the Oina, with the Dibber that the speech of the talker is saying, since his talking is being done Mitoy Chaksav, so they're being Yotzer with his talking, which is Mitoy Chaksav, and that's a smach for this concept that you're not being Yotzer with your Shemiah. The Shemiah is a means which enables you, it's an enabler. It lets you be Yotzer with the Aniyo of the Oina, which in this case is Mitoy Chaksav. The Stipler says that perhaps we could suggest that according to the Beis HaLevi, according to those who hold that Yotzer with the Shemiah, maybe we can get around this raya. Yeah, because perhaps you could say that the Shemiah itself doesn't have to be Mitoy Chaksav. It has to be a Shemiah of a Kriya which has certain qualifications. So one of the qualifications the Kriya has to have had is that it has to be Mitoy Chaksav. In other words, there's no that every Yochid has to have Mitoy Chaksav. I don't have to be Mitoy Chaksav myself personally. My Shemiah is good even if it's a Shemiah without a Chaksav, as long as it's a Shemiah to the right thing. So the right thing means a Shemiah to a Kriya which has certain strings attached, and the Kriya has to have been a Kriya with Mitoy Chaksav. As long as it was a Kriya Mitoy Chaksav, I'm hearing it, then my hearing is fine, even if I myself personally am not a Mitoy Chaksav person. That's a Stipler suggestion, how maybe you can get around this Raya of the Chazanish. I'll go bottom of the Stipler, that we see clearly there's a big Chakiru, the Machloikas, apparently the Beis HaLevi is one way, and the Chazanish is the other way, in terms of understanding what Shemaya Koina is all about. According to the Beis HaLevi, Shemaya Koina means that the Shemaya is Yoitza personally, and therefore maybe he's lacking Koram if he be Birchas Koinim, and according to the Chazanish, the Shemaya is not being Yoitza with his Shemaya. That's the Shemaya is a means by which I say that I'm relating to the Aniyah of the Oina, even though he's doing the talking, and not me. I get his talking for myself, and I'm Yoitza with his talking. That's the Chazanish. So, then the Stipler, that he would really suggest strongly that that's the underlying idea that underlies this machloek is here in our sugya between the Ran and the Rivosh in understanding the Yerushalmi. Why? Because the Ran had mamash an extraordinary suggestion that the Yerushalmi was clearing an Ibaya to say that if I'm laning Mitoy Chaksav from a Hebrew Ashuris Ksav, and I'm translating it as I'm going, so that doesn't fulfill the din of Mitoy Chaksav for the Koire, but it does fulfill the din of the Mitoy Chaksav for the Shemeah, because the Shemeah has a much shvacher, a much lesser relationship relationship to Mitoy HaKsav in any event, says the Ran, because he's anyhow Baal Peh. Personally, he's Baal Peh. He doesn't have any sefer in front of him. It's always a Shmir that's Baal Peh. It just has to originate with Ksav in some way. And so for that, it's sufficient, even if the Ksav started at Ashur, it's being translated as it goes into a foreign language. That's why the Ran claims, Yushami at a Hava Mina, that maybe the Koyre is not Yaitzah when he's laying Ashurus and translating, whereas the Shemaya, which has a lesser din to be misyachas to the Ksav directly, because he's always somewhat Valpe in a direct sense. The Mele the Shemaya could be Yaitzah with this translated Kriya. The Rivoshet, that's totally impossible, and how could the Shemaya be different from the Oine? So, Tafdem the Stipler, he says, actually, with this Chakira, it works out well. The Ran understood that the Shemaya not being Yaitzah with the Ania of the Oine, they're being Yaitzah with their Shemaya. There's two ways to be Yaitzah Mitzvah. You can be Yaitzah by speaking up, or you can be Yaitzah by listening, by being a listener. You're listening to the right thing, the right qualifications. Your listening itself qualifies for the Maisa Mitzvah, just like Ania qualifies for Maisa Mitzvah, the Shemaya qualifies. In this case, in Megillah, the Shemaya is not a Shemaya that directly Mitoch HaKsav. It originated, it's hearing something that originated with Ksav, but it's not a Shemaya Mitoch HaKsav. Apparently, you don't need a Shemaya Mitoch HaKsav in a direct sense. Of them, Zokter Ran, very good. That therefore, the Shoimim have a lesser qualification than the Koyre. And Mimela, perhaps we could say that the Shoimim could be Yoitze because their Shemaya, which is an independent Maisa Mitzvah called Shemaya, is distinct from the Maisa Mitzvah called Oina. Their Maisa Mitzvah is done without a direct Mitoch HaKsav. That's the Ran's suggestion. Masha'en came to Rivash held like the Chazanish. The Rivash held the Chazanish is Shita, that there's no such thing as being Yoitze Mitzvah with a Shemaya. The only way to be Yoitze Mitzvah is with Oina, with Ania. And the Shemaya Ka'oina simply means that by being a Shemaya, I relate to his Oina and I'm Yoitze with his Ania. So that's after the Zokta of them, the Rivash, they are good. That there's absolutely no way to distinguish whatsoever between the Shemaya and the Koyre and this Yushalmi. How could you possibly suggest that they're less Mitoy HaKsav, they have less a qualification Mitoy HaKsav than the Oina? They're identical to him. There's no way in the way anybody could possibly say that if for him it's Baal Peh, that for them it's any better. If it's Baal Peh, for them it's Baal Peh. Why? Why was it a Hechruch to the Rivash? Because, Dr. Stapler, because he understood that it's all one Oina, which everyone is being Yoitzah with that same Oina. And the Shoima also being Yoitzah with his Oina. So therefore, it has to be defined one way for everybody, if it is Kriya Baal Peh, or if it's a Kriya Mitoy HaKsav. That's the Stapler's Hezbir for this Machloikas Rishonim. The Gemara tells us here on the Omba, the Yasoid, in the Mitzvah of Zocher, Zocher is Zok the Gemara, Zocher Yochel Belev. Perhaps I can fulfill the Mitzvah of Zocher in my heart. It says, that's in by the end of Kisei, that's already fulfills the idea of the heart. Don't forget in your heart. So when it says Zocher, it means Bepeh. Zocher means to say it verbally and to verbalize it, Befeish Bepeh. That's the Gemara. So there was a half a minute that maybe it's just sufficient in your heart, and that's leishishkoch, that's shikchas alev homer. But now that it says zacher, that tells me they have to verbalize it bepeh. And the Keren Oira in Brochis, the Keren Oira says like this. He goes on this Gemara, and he says that you should not learn pshat in this Gemara, that the Gemara was thinking that the havamina, that the person has to go through in his heart, in his mind, and he has to go through the words of the parasha in his mind. Just like the maskona, you have to go through the words and actually recite them befeirish bepeh. Maybe the havamina was you have to read through them with your mind. That's not the hezber. The correct Hezbollah says the Kerala is that the Havamina, when it says Leisishkach Shikchas HaLev Omer, it's not just the Havamina, Leisishkach means Shikchas HaLev, the Indian of that is that the person should maintain a certain emotional state, a certain Matzav HaLev, a certain Matzav HaDas. What idea is, a person has to maintain a constant state of animosity, a constant state of sinner, b'nimsiyachas in that manner toward a Molech. It's not a question of going through particular words or particular words of any parasha in your heart. That's not the Havamina. If it would have just said Leisishkach, I would have touched it to mean that his lashon is the Kerenayr restates the Gemara says shikchas halev omer. The Kerenayr restates that to mean sinas halev omer. That's how he understands it to mean that the matzav halev of maintaining the enmity in a person's heart. That's what fulfilled. That's what's understood with this loisishkach. In other words, don't forget to retain within your heart the richtige enmity that which is going to lead obviously to oyer mochama in the right time. So he says that's the chiddush of the pasuk. It says zocha that means to be zocha lepeh and to actually recite the words of the parsha. Based on this, the Kerenayr brings what he explains to be as a machlokes rishonim, if you pass him like a sifro. The sifro in Bechu Koisai, the beginning of Bechu Koisai, the sifro goes through the same cheshbon as our Gemara, but the sifro says it on other mitzvahs also. It says when you get to Shabbos, and when you get to Miriam, Zechariah says also to Miriam, and also when you get to Amalek, like it says in our Gemara. That's how by all of these, the sifro goes through over there. It says, Zochar is a Shabbos Lekadshoi, right? So you have to say, Zochar is a Shabbos Lekadshoi. That's the mitzvah that says a dibris. Yochoil belibcha, Zoch the sifri. Maybe it's it's enough belev. So it says shomer is him a kaddish him a shabbos in voschanon harishmir is halev amura. That's belev same cheshmer as gemara. Manim mekayim zochar shadei shene bepicha. So zochar means shene bepicha. The same thing that the frog says zochar is also shemel kach lemiriam. Right. So it says remember what Abishai did to Miriam over there. So yochol belev says the frog. Maybe it just means in your heart. Remember what Abishai did to Miriam. So it says kishomer benegatzaras. So it's just the pasuk right over there. Hisham benegatzaras. So shomer is already belev. Shmir is halev amura. Mani became zocher shadehei shloine bepicha. So the sifra goes through these other zechiros and also says I have a minute that maybe they're belev and a maskana that they have to dafka be bepet that a person has to go through them by articulating them and going through them in his mouth. The Karenayer notes that they're unbounded a couple of places paskins like this sifra mamash lahalacha chotch in the Bavli in the Gemara we only have this thing mentioned when he get to ma'isa amolik zechiros ma'isa amolik and now Megillah daf yud ches it only says amolik zocher has to be bepet. It doesn't say about the others they have to be bepet and the Ramban understands that this sifra is lahalacha and the Ramban brings this thing down in Kiseitse in Medvorim Choftal Peposek Test by Miriam and the Ramban brings it down also in the end of the Sefer Mitzvot where he adds on Gevissa Mitzvot that he feels that the Rambam left out. The Ramban adds them in so in the Shikchas Ho'esin at the end of the Assays of the Rambam in the Assay Zion Mitzvah Zion the Ramban adds in the Mitzvah of Zochar Yisrael also the Miriam and the Ramban explains like this and the Ramban says as follows. So to Ramban, the Chazal understood that the Zohar is Asher Os Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam is not just the general idea that a person should have, generally speaking, in his mind, he should keep in mind all the time, constantly standing, what Miriam did. And remember, because that's way he won't talk Lashon Hara. I mean, if a person realizes that what happened to Miriam, and she was such a big tzaddikus, and she was her own brother, and she talked Lashon Hara about Moshe, and see what happened, she got tzaraz, so a person who is constantly has it in kind of on his mind, somehow he'll always end up not talking Lashon Hara. Chazal understood, Dr. Ramban, it wasn't just a state of mind, but that you have to mamish go through and speak out the parasha and recite this parasha of Zochar Yisrael Kehel LeMiriam, the Zechira B'Peh, and it's mamish, Dr. Ramban, it's an independent mitzvah. It's not just Nichlal and Lashon Hara and telling you a way to keep in mind that you won't end up being Nichlal and Lashon Hara. It's not part of the mitzvah of Lashon Hara, but rather it's an independent mitzvah, Dr. Ramban, the Lashon of the Ramban in the Shikchas HaEsen, at the end of Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, Nitzavinu Liz Kehel B'Peh, to speak of in our peh, in our mouth, Ulohoshev Elibenu, and them to bring to heart and to drive home to our hearts. Masha also is Baruch LeMiriam when Miriam, what Hashem did to Miriam, she dibra ba'achio, even though she was mamash and neviya, and she was a great person and tzaddikus and a neviya, va'achio gomul chazdo va'yoda nitzol, she was a tremendous balas chesed, she had done a chesed to Moshe, she saved Moshe years before by the Nilus, and she was then, she was said the gevaldiki yachas, and it was a neviya, and despite that, we should speak of this thing and remar drive home, k'day zot nemanch nesrachik miloshen hor, and that's a safeguard to ensure that we'll end up being mitzrachim from Lashon Hara. But one of the Ramban says, and he counters in the Shikchas HaEsen, that this is mamash a separate independent mitzvah to speak, lives to repair, to drive home the lessons of the Ma'aseh Miriam. The Ramban Chazal understood this to be an independent Ma'aseh mitzvah. Ramban goes on over there in the Shikchas HaEsen, and he's mesupik about another one of these zechiros, and that is a zocher is Hashem ktsavto, is Hashem alakecha b'Miriam, that to remember how you got Hashem angry b'Midbar. I'm sorry, to remember how you got Hashem angry all those years in the Midbar, and David was going mechesed to you and didn't deploy to you in the Midbar, and you constantly started up, and you constantly got him angry, and that's a zocher. And the Sifri says on that the same cheshmen, yocho b'levcha, etc., etc. And the Sifri goes through that it's actually a zechira b'peh. You have to tell yourself b'peh that which you constantly were getting Abish the angry in the Midbar. The Ramban of the is Mesopic. He says it might be, maybe, that Chazal understood that was only talking to the Dohem Midbar themselves. Those Yidden who had lived through that time, they were still around at that time, they had to speak it to themselves and remind themselves of it. But it could be Zot Ramban, V'ulai, he mitzvah l'doirois. Perhaps it's a mitzvah l'doirois. L'odas chesed alikim oleinu, v'shomer bris avaseinu, v'los seidol ishmoi, v'lavorachoy se alakoyle. It could be that for all the doirois, we, to this day, have to remind ourselves and speak of it prepare. Speak prepare about the Gevaldik Chasod and the Ebis that did us in the Midbar and the way we were Kofri Toiv in the Midbar, but we should be Makir Toiv today. And that perhaps should be perhaps Mkain Roilam Noisam Mitzvah and a Mitzvah is the man of Mesupik that maybe I should count it in the Minyan HaMitzvah is to count this Mitzvah of Zachoyos Hashem Ksavtes Hashem Lekhachamid, but to recite prepare. The Keren Oira over there brings down this Ramban, and he brings out two nekudas, 2 points. First of all, the Keren Oira says that you should know that he holds that in each of these cases where we have this Hava Amino in the Sifro and in the Chazals, that it's Belev, the Hava Amino was not to go through the words Belev, but simply to maintain a certain state of mind, a certain state of heart, of emotion. So, for example, by the case of Miriam, it wouldn't be a question of going through certain specific thoughts, but just of being constantly keeping in mind, in the back of your mind, always the Maisa Miriam, and not forgetting, just like a Timtza Ba'alma to ensure that you won't come to Lashon Hara. It's a Siog Ba'alma around the mitzvah of Lashon Hara. Not that you would actually go through any special words in your mind. The same with Shabbos. Shomer is in Shabbos Lekadshoi. The Shomer, the Sifro says, it's Shmir Halev Homer. It doesn't mean, Zokti, the Kerenayr, that there were, in the Havaman, I would have said that a person has to think through the words of Kiddush every Friday night. That's not what it means. The Havaman would have been that a person has to keep in mind constantly on his mind the fact that it's Shabbos and to be extra zohir and vigilant in the Malachas. That was the whole Havamina. In other words, all these Havaminas of Shomer Belev are simply a state of mind. The Kamash Malan is, when it says Zohar on each of these things, is that you have to recite them a peh and go through them orally. That's the one Nekuda that the Kerenayr brings out. Another thing he brings out, which seems to be totally in the first one, is that he says that you should know that even the Ramban paskins all these things and he passes Sifroas, it appears that the Rambam understood that we don't hold like this Sifro, and we hold like our Gemara, the Stimas HaTalmud over here in the Gilead Ches, which only brings this thing down of Zohar Belev B'negeya to Amalek, and does not bring it down B'negeya to Miriam, and certainly does not bring it down B'negeya to Eseshek Tzavta Seshem Elekecha B'Midbor. So the Kerenayr says that Rambam understood that the Gemara is against the Sifro, and we pass like the Gemara that only the Zohar Belev, only the Amalek, that's Belev, that's Bapeh, and that's the only one that's a mitzvah, and that's why the Rambam only rechened the mitzvah of Zohar of Amalek and the Minyan HaMitzvah, and the Rambam did not rechen, they did not count the mitzvah of Zohar of Miriam in the Minyan HaMitzvah, and certainly did not count the Zohar of Seshek Tzavta Shem Midbor in the Minyan HaMitzvah, because Rambam understood we don't paskin like that Sifro, as we state in the Kerenayr, because our Gemara, the past of our Gemara is against it. But the point is, it seems in the Kerenayr, as a pshat is that if I don't paskin that these things are bepeh, because I go like the Bavli, that only Zohar of Amalek is bepeh, and Zohar of Miriam is not bepeh, it's not orally, it's not verbalized. And like with Zohar of Eshek Tzavta, it's also not verbalized. If these things are not verbalized, they're not counted independently. Because the Kerenayr is explaining, it's not just a question of verbalizing it as opposed to verbalizing it in your mind, in your heart. If that would be the Shail, then L'Chari Katayinu, so count it either way. You know, what's the difference if you have to verbalize it in your mouth or verbalize it in your mind? You can count either one of those theoretically as a mitzvah. The pshat of the Kerenayr is telling us that wasn't the Havamina. The Havamina was to retain a certain state of mind, a mindset, an attitude, an emotional feeling, you know, a constant animosity, an eva toward Amalek, a constant feeling of zahirus and shmir toward Shabbos. These are the Havaminas. That's nichol in the regular Algemeine mitzvah of Shabbos. It's nichol in the regular Algemeine mitzvah of Miriam, would be nichol in the mitzvah of Lashon Hara, just to keep a constant vigilance and remember in the back of your mind what happened to Miriam. Those are not independent mitzvahs. It's only if I hold like the Sifra that I say that these things are mamash separate mitzvahs to go through and rechnoise the words, go through bepeh, speak of the specific speech of the ma'isim, that's when I would say it's a special mitzvah. That's Ramban holds, he passes like the Sifra. Mashen King, the Ramban doesn't pass like the Sifra, so therefore he holds that these are not even mitzvahs at all, and he doesn't count them in the minyan, because he holds that these Shomer Belevs are just simply states of attitude that a person has to maintain, then they get to each of these things, not to come to Lashon Hara, not to be Nichol on Shabbos, not to be Nichol on Shabbos, and that's the Shittas HaRambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.